The following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, health and wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Ashley Dara.
Welcome back to yet another edition of Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne is a natural health expert and has been for more than 20 years, and he's here today to share his insight on some home remedies, Strauss Naturals, and just natural health in general. Wayne, how's it going?
Always well, thanks, Ashley. How are you doing?
I'm good. I actually feel extremely well rested today. I feel like I had a really good sleep last night. I'm not sure if it's the rain or what's been going on, but I've been sleeping extremely well over the last little bit.
That's always a good thing.
I know. Definitely can't complain about that. It's one of those things that you definitely, you need it baseline, right? You can't go about trying to improve anything else if you don't have the sleep there first.
No, that's right. But Jim Strauss always said alarm clocks were the worst invention ever made. You should sleep as long as your body wants to. And he usually did.
I agree with his mentality on that. When my alarm goes off in the morning, that's one of those things that just, it never gets better.
I remember that when I was younger. Nowadays, I don't know. I've spent most of my life sleeping too little, really. It's hard to believe you can get used to it, but it isn't good. And really, we should get as much as our bodies want, whether that's, you know, 6.5 or 7 hours for a person or 9. Or somewhere in between, it's really best to get what you're. They say napping's very good too. I find it good. If it happens to me in the early evening, usually if it's going to happen, and sometimes it'll be an hour. You know, I conk out in front of the TV. So every bit over 20 minutes, they say, is beneficial.
I am a nap champion, as you would call it. I've trained my body over the years to be able to lay down for just a little bit and get that extra burst of energy that I need to get me through the day.
Well, that's good. That's good. Actually, usually my mind was going too fast, so 15 or 20 minutes didn't even get me close to falling asleep. But I am better these days. I'm allowing myself a little more time to sleep, and I can feel the difference too.
That's the type of stuff. Sleep is one of those preventative things that you really need to make sure you're taking care of, because we can forget about that, right?
Well, but Jim, really, he did. Different times when he stayed with me for a month here in Ontario, he would... He mentioned that to me more than once, that, you know, you can do without food for a month or so, you can do without water for a week or so, but sleep you can't, you can't do without. I wasn't doing without it, but I was going pretty slim on it in those days. And, you know, he's right. You'd be mentally sharper and all the rest, feel better, as you say. And your body gets that important chance to rest and heal. And it's the same thing as... And I've done this, especially in the old days, plenty, Ashley, is eat a lot and then go to bed. Well, you'll often not have a good sleep. You might have indigestion or be uncomfortable. But keep in mind that your systems, your digestive system, and, of course, your heart, the pump, has to keep working. So, that's another way not to get enough rest if you often go to bed stuffed full of, you know, you've eaten dinner late or you went to bed early, but we're really not meant to go to bed stuffed full like that.
Well, and a lot of people stay up late, they're watching their favorite TV shows, they're maybe getting into the snacks a little bit after they've already had a big meal too, so the snacking, I'm sure, could be a bit of an issue that way.
Oh boy, it always was with me. Yeah, it always was with me. I always loved to eat, Ashley. A lot of people do, and I think I've just been lucky that I was active enough, and I ate enough good stuff. I do think that is more important than, I mean, you can only get away with so much bad stuff, but I do think getting enough good nutrition is the most important. That would be the, you know, the top priority when it comes to eating. But, yeah, if you're eating out of boxes and high sugary, high salty foods, and little more than that, that's a recipe for bad health coming.
What is the analogy with eating rainbow foods? Do you know anything more about that?
Oh, you bet. Jim Strauss always said, try and use all the colors. When you make a soup, use vegetables of all the colors. You make a salad, you know, any of the veggies that you enjoy, the more colorful, the better. And, I love doing that. I used to put all my vegetables in the sink, you know, clean the sink, put all my vegetables in the sink with veggie wash and wash them good. And I took a few pictures from time to time because it was just beautiful, the color, you know, red and yellow, orange, green peppers, the green lettuce, maybe a couple of different types of lettuce, you know, purple cabbage, perhaps, carrots, whatever you like. And it's the same with the soup. You're getting all those colors stand for different enzymes. And enzymes really are the building blocks of life, Ashley. Jim Strauss used to say you're born with a handful of them, and if you use them up, you're a goner, you know. And so this is where we get the foods are color-coded for us, I guess, and the other creatures, you know. And if you crave a natural food, I'm thinking of my friend Joe, who always craved red foods. He seemed crazy for tomatoes and beets. And that meant he needed them. And the red fruit foods, we get the red blood cells. You can only store them for 120 days. So you crave a red fruit or cherries when they come out. So many of us love a good feed of cherries when they come out here in southern Ontario. They're just wonderful. And then oftentimes you might get a second basket or a second bag, and you might leave the last few in the bowl that spoil before you eat them, and that's our body telling us we don't need anymore. We're all stocked up. Otherwise, you'd still have the craving. You know, blue foods are best for pain. Blueberries, blue grapes, and fatigue is a type of pain. So if you're overtired, you may find yourself craving those blue foods, and by all means, eat them. I for years, ate those blue big globe grapes with the big seeds in them, and I was always a little stressed if I couldn't find them in the store, and I really needed them. Yellow and orange foods for liver and kidney, green for, you know, energy, and I think green's my favorite. I eat a lot of salad, but I go pretty hard too, Ashley. So we got to give our body what it needs, or just like your car or any other machine, it won't operate properly. So yeah, use all the colors. That's what that rainbow is all about. All the enzymes.
It's amazing to hear about blue fruits being good for this and red fruits being good for this. I had no idea that all the color codings there told us specific indicators about what our body needs.
Yeah. And of course, if you crave chocolate covered almonds, like I do sometimes, that's an addiction. Addiction to the chocolate. If you crave, Coca-Cola or, no disrespect to Coca-Cola, but soda pop with the 15, 16 teaspoons of white sugar in each serving, that's addiction to sugar. And we're kind of addicted, you know, to refined sugar and salt. If you think of the some of the salty foods, the Health Canada said years ago, maybe 5 years ago, that, and I'm not going to mention the chain, it wouldn't be fair, but that in one of their quarter-pound hamburg patties, there was more sodium than a human can tolerate in a day. And when I heard that, I thought of all the times I ate four or five of those little cheeseburgers and there were a couple of the double burgers. And it's true, you know, salt, white sugar, white death, as they would call it. And so we've got to watch those drive-through foods too, Ashley. They tend to be high in salt and often high in sugar and the sauces and the dressings and so forth. So have to be mindful of these things. It can be a treat, but you don't want that to be, I don't think, a daily part of your nutrition.
No, and I feel like the pandemic and us being at home right now has sort of forced people to be in their kitchen a little bit more, because before it was so easy to stop in a drive-through on your way somewhere. You have such a busy day. And now, I know myself, I'm cooking much more. I'm not sure about you. I feel like I'm much more inspired to be in the kitchen and making healthier foods and choices for myself.
Yes, well, that is happening to a lot of folks, and I hope it happens to a lot of folks. Actually, you know, we're better off, obviously, if you can be eating a better quality food, not as much salt and sugar and so forth. I'm hoping that for everyone. And the other thing is, the drive-through food isn't cheap any longer. I remember when the biggest, I suppose, most famous chain came into, I'm that old, when they started, the advertisement was, have a full meal and change from a buck. And that was a hamburger, a small fry, and a small soda drink, and you got change from a dollar. Well, it's a long way from that now, actually. It's really not cheap anymore. It's fast, but it's not cheap. And if folks do cook or get a cookbook and learn some of the recipes, you can eat as well at home for the money as you spend at the drive-thru for fast food.
And beyond that, it's the younger generations, too. It's seeing people in the kitchen and learning themselves how to be in there. I have a younger brother. He's 14 years old, and he's just started cooking himself. And I think it's so great because that needs to be implemented going forward, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they still teach that in high school any longer. It used to be I think only the girls could take it, but home economics. And I have no idea if they taught
something similar to that when I was in high school about 10 to 12 years ago. So,
well, that's good. What a wonderful thing for people to learn how to do is to feed themselves, because amongst other things, you don't need someone to do that for you. You know, if you happen to be single or single for a period or single again, it helps to be able to feed yourself properly. So yeah, I was lucky. I was taught by my mom and dad, and I've always cooked, and my wife's a great cook, so I do prefer the food at home as a rule, but it's a great thing to learn, and you can get some great stuff out of cookbooks, actually, if you're not real familiar in the kitchen. You know, there's lots of help out there. The TV shows, I've watched a few of those on cooking, there's a lot to be learned there.
And what else do you think people could be passing down to the younger generations? Like, yes, cooking and being in the kitchen is great, but in terms of nutrition and really learning how to take care of your body, what are some other things you think people should be doing for the younger people?
Well, it's funny you say that, Ashley, because I happened to be out in two of our yards yesterday helping take the month-end inventory, and there was a group of subcontractors in one yard, and then on the way to the other, I passed the road work job that had all young men, and I'm just sure there was no one over 40 in either of the groups. And the one group, I'm pretty sure they were not more than 30 years old. And I don't know why it hit me. Every one of them was overweight. Generally a big stomach. I would say what's really important, it kind of distresses me to see young people or children way more overweight than they used to be. And, you know, there's a couple of answers there, Ashley. You look at what you are eating and when, and some exercise, I think. You know, you get to a point, you can get to a point where exercise isn't at all comfortable anymore. It does distress me to see very young people getting into that condition at a young age. You just wouldn't expect the best results in the end as you age. I did a show the other day in Missouri with a doctor, and the topic was how to age successfully. And it was a very interesting show. We had a great conversation. This doctor's a PhD nutritionist as well, very fit. And when he goes for his 4 mile, he's 77 years old, actually. When he goes for his 4 mile walk, he takes an 11 pound dumbbell in each hand and does little exercises while he's walking. So that's a pretty extreme example, I think.
Incredible.
It is incredible. I know I couldn't do it.
What I was just going to say. I couldn't do that right now. And I feel like I'm spry and, you know, in the best shape probably that I should be of my life.
Yeah, well, I think that's one area really, like, we've become pretty, kids don't play outside as much anymore. You don't see them. You rarely see a young person cutting a lawn. That used to be a way to make money when I was a kid. I used to get $2 a lawn, and I had about 6 neighbors I was cutting, but you just don't see that as much anymore. And these video games and so forth, there's a lot more inside things that kids are doing now. And of course, this isolation hasn't helped anyone, and school closings and so forth, no recess and sports. But it's just so important to get those young ones outside, whatever they like to do, dig in the dirt, kick the ball around, play. You know, it's just a proven fact when they tested children who had high blood pressure, believe it or not, ages, I think it was ages 10 to 16, 10 to 15. And them going, I guess they altered their diet a little bit and cut out some of the worst things. But the big thing they said was they were outside for an hour a day. They were required to be outside. There were swings, there was balls, there was different things, skipping ropes that they could do. But their blood pressure came down collectively. Everybody's, all the youth blood pressure came down to normal after they had exercised for a period of a few weeks. So that's how important it is. I mean, geez, you're 10 or 15 years old, you sure don't want high blood pressure and other problems at that age. You know, you not to scare anybody, but that prognosis can't be good if it isn't altered, Ashley.
And, you know, they got to worry about being kids, not worry about the health conditions that you traditionally see older people worry about later in their life, right?
Yeah, just, you know, get them outside like our moms used to do. Get them out under your, from under your feet, and we'd be chased outside. We didn't need too much, but but it was just well known that it was good for us. You know, you burn up energy, and I've always thought at all ages that exercise and expending some energy, even a stroll or a bicycle ride, I've always called it the bad energy that it burns up. And I have never, when I've ever done anything, actually, a workout, a bicycle ride, a walk, a stroll, I have never not felt less anxious or stressed if I was about something when I finished the walk or the bicycle ride. It always burned up some of that bad energy. So there's no downside to it. And we are meant to use these limbs, or the Creator wouldn't have given them to us. And meant to have blood flow, keep things moving, keep our muscles working. And so, yeah, that's another very important thing. And, you know, people are funny, Ashley. They'll even join a gym or a tennis club or something else that's very good for them to get some exercise. But when they park in the parking lot, they'll look for the closest spot to the door. You know, it's a mindset, you know, that you can look at that two ways. Hey, I'm going to park over here in the corner of the lot and take advantage of the walk, or not, you know. And so just some of those things in our consciousness, every chance you get, fresh air is good for you to be out amongst the creatures, the viruses, the bacteria. That's how our immune system stays strong. And, yeah, so, you know, nutrition, some exercise, we are meant to have it. Try and watch our weight, and, you know, try and that exercise, try and keep a healthy state of mind. There's plenty of things people can be anxious about today, and it's very difficult not to be, but there is no percentage in it, actually. There's no upside to it. You know how they say the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very true. We've all worried ourselves half sick about something that might happen. And then, of course, oftentimes it doesn't happen. And that whole ill feelings and stress and ourselves going into hiding and so forth was for nothing. So really, it is the thing to fear, is just fear itself. And it isn't good to live a life in fear of anything, really. Of course, we all think about those tragedies we hope never happened to us or our families or whatnot, but you just can't live in that fear, and that goes for today as well. There's many, many people that have been scared half to death over COVID, and some of the news media, and some of the, what I believe has been sensationalized, and numbers, all the focus on numbers. And it stresses us, you know. It's just not being able to get together with your mates, or having your friend over for dinner, or the kids going to play with their cousins, or soccer being on. These are all, whether we realize it or not, they're creating some anxiousness with us. It's not our normal life.
No, definitely not. And that's something that even personally I've found can be pretty crippling. And I actually wouldn't mind talking to you a little bit more about that in just a few, when Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues.
Back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues. Wayne has been in natural health for more than 20 years, and he is a friend as well as student of Jim Strauss of Strauss Naturals. Wayne, just before the break there, we were talking about how the lack of normalcy in life, especially right now, can be really crippling and very stressful on the mental health. And you started to get into some things that you recommend, like burning off the bad energy with walks and bike rides and things like that. But what else? What else can we help do to reduce the stress that we're feeling right now?
Well, we can do anything, including, you know, if you cleaned your windows, for example, you'll not only stretch and use some of your muscles and blood flow, but you'll have a feeling of accomplishment when you're done. I think many people are doing this, actually. They say the shortage of lumber and other supplies is largely due to people being off work or working from home and building decks and doing things like this. That's all great stuff, and it doesn't have to cost. Cleaning the house isn't likely on anybody's list of top of the list of favorite things to do, but at the same time, it does have to be done sooner or later. And if that's what you're going to do today that you normally wouldn't, well, great. You know, cutting the lawn. My wife and I seem to be doing, I wouldn't say extra things because we do them anyway, but we're right on top of the gardens are ready to plant and the lawn's been cut several times now. And so we're trying to stay busy with extra activities because some of the things we're used to doing aren't there. We're not having friends over for dinner and going visiting and so forth. So yeah, you've got to, you know, try and replace it with something that's good as opposed to actually sitting, worrying, eating too much of the wrong thing or smoking or drinking too much of the wrong things. And you know what I mean? You can go one way or another. And a lot of people have a lot of extra time on their hands now. So we just try and, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I mean, I've almost cleaned out my closet.
Almost? That's something.
Well, that's been a 10-year process. And I guess I just really don't like to get rid of some things. But anyway, things like that. And we've actually made some headway with those things, too. We have cleaned out the basement and sorted through a bunch of stuff. I enjoyed, here's something that if people haven't done it, I really enjoyed going through some of this stuff, reading some old stuff, pictures and so forth. In fact, I got so enthused doing it, in our workout room, it's a garage, I put up about 1,000 photographs up on the wall, taped them up, stapled them up. And so that's kind of cool. 3 times a week when I work out, I have a little trip through history, you know, and see all the faces. So, you know, you can enjoy things like that. It is a pain in the neck to clean up the basement or clean out your closet, but, you know, you may find some interesting things or some pictures that bring back some good memories. But it's a proven fact as well when we accomplish something, whether it's cutting the lawn, washing the windows, washing the floors, painting something that needs it. We do get that feeling of there's a start and a finish, and we did it. So, it's good for us. And I think people really have to pull out the stops. It's so frustrating. I feel so bad for small business and retailers. It's just been impossible for them. And some of them have been innovative, and they're all working hard to try and keep going. But I think that's the key. And if you can think of something maybe that you always wanted or wanted to do for yourself or to your house, then if you can, you go ahead and do that now. We've got to keep going, actually. It's like falling off a horse. You can hide under the covers and be afraid, or you can get back up and try again. And I think that's what we have to do. This has caused so many mental issues and various problems for folks, the stress and the anxiety of this. And if you lost your job or were laid off and you don't know when you're returning or for how long, this stuff obviously really gets to people and is understandable. So we've got to counteract it. And I have never been more diligent myself with some of the supplements I take. The things that, we've always known are wise to take, and they pointed out in these times no less important. Things like vitamin D, we're supposed to get from the sun, D3. In the wintertime, most of us get a lot less sun anyway. And once you're over the age of 50, your body doesn't take it in like it does in your earlier life at the same rate. So it's a great supplement. I take it daily, D3. The government has just recommended that it was 1,000 IUs a day that was recommended. Now it's recommended to 2,500 a day. And I've read different reports where a large percentage of people infected with COVID were deficient in vitamin D3. And so, you know, understandable. Dr. Linus Pauling, about 100 years ago, won 2 Nobel Prizes for his work on vitamin deficiencies and specifically his work with vitamin C. And Dr. Pauling believed that most illness and disease was caused from deficiencies, not so much what we did, but what we didn't get that we were supposed to. And I believe that. It makes, I said to you earlier in the program that I think it's more important to get enough good food, actually, than it is to not eat things that we know aren't good for us. If you don't get the good stuff, and I think that's really the same principle here. So I take vitamin D3, I take vitamin C, I take the powdered form and stir it into water. I take B compound I take. I take full spectrum minerals. They're not in our soil. It's depleted, so they're not in the veggies, and it saves me from getting foot and leg cramps. So I take those minerals religiously every day. And I do take, and this is a tip for anyone who'd like to try it. I researched this years ago. I take a green coffee bean extract. It comes in a capsule. And it was proven. I first saw it on the Oprah and the Oz show. Someone directed me to it to ask what I thought of it. And they were promoting it with some other things for weight loss. But specifically, the green coffee bean extract was to take sugar out of our blood and refine sugar and get rid of it the way we get rid of our other waste. And I tried it with my mom, who's diabetic, and boy, those results were great. So I've done it myself ever since, because I still do my share of cheating, Ashley, with chocolate and you know, ice cream sometimes, and you know, I'm an original cookie monster, and I still eat, you know, too much of that stuff. And so I do take the green coffee bean extract. It's available at most health stores. And then, of course, the Strauss formulas that I've had so much experience with personally and family and friends and years ago customers. But what it did for me, these cleansing formulas, that's how I really describe them, starting with the Strauss heart drops, you know, it dissolved. I had blocked arteries and restricted blood flow in vessels and so forth, had various problems, including hearing in one ear. But I certainly had the heart warnings. I had angina, all the angina symptoms. And those Strauss heart drops, I mean, it's 25 years now or 24 years now, and I've not had another one of those issues since. I still take Strauss heart drops every day for all these years. I don't want any more restricted blood flow or any more plaque blockages. And the other formulas, I've taken them, these originals that Strauss brought back, the bladder, I just found great. My mom loved that. I think that's the one that's on sale this month. So I have some more information on that for folks. But the kidney blood pressure, the prostate for men, I've taken all of these formulas, as did my dad or my mom and dad. My dad did not lose his prostate. He was booked for surgery, and he lived another 15 years with his healthy prostate. So I've just had such great experience with these. They can't harm anyone. They're all made from botanicals, all made from plants that you can grow in your garden. And it's just the formula and the process that the Strauss family created is what made them so effective. And I guess you don't stay in business with these kinds of formulas for over 40 years if you're not doing something right, Ashley. You know, it's their business is in 7 countries now, and the Strauss heart drops. And so just a very good thing to take, the cleansing formula. Some of them, we'll talk about the bladder right now. There's a sale I guess, 15% off the bladder formula this month.
Yeah, over at StraussNaturals.ca. If you head over there, it's one of the first things you'll see on the website. It pops right up at the top, and you can save 15% on the bladder drop. So that's awesome.
Yeah. It's used in herbal medicine as a diuretic, and these are substances that help the body get rid of salts and excess water via increased urine production. Some great herbs, juniper, uva ursi, birch leaf extracts. These are just excellent natural herbs. And some of the herbs in the bladder, the kidney, and the prostate formula, actually, are antibiotic herbs. That's their benefit to us, is they're like antibiotics. And I'll tell you, the bacteria is so often the culprit in the bladder, the kidney, the prostate, the urinary tract system. Bacteria is a real culprit and not easy to deal with. Those parts of our body are among the slowest to accept medication or any help, if you will. And again, not only are these products all safe, actually, and no contraindications with any pharmaceuticals that folks might take, but your satisfaction is guaranteed. So you can't be dissatisfied or be cheated for your money if you weren't satisfied with any of these products. Strauss insists on a full refund of your money. So there's nothing to lose, and that's why I really hope people give it to themselves. And hopefully experience what I've experienced over all these years. And they go after the root of the problem. It's not to cover symptoms or mask symptoms so that you never really get rid of the issue. These really are herbs in perfect proportion that support your body to do what it is supposed to do. And there's never been a time that our body needs more help, actually, with all the genetically modified foods today, so many of them, all of the chemicals that surround us, including every bit of plastic that's out there, chemicals everywhere in the air, water, and the ground, on our food. It's hard to believe, really, how many chemicals are used growing and protecting our food and preserving our food. So, we don't really have the equipment for man-made chemicals. And so I believe, these cleansing formulas are a real key to preventative maintenance of our bodies. It's much easier to prevent something than to fight it after the fact, actually, no matter what it is.
Well, and it's always obviously more preferred to go a natural route when the opportunity presents itself. So, I mean, that side of it is very appealing to people as well.
Well, I sure love that. I mean, I didn't know anything about this stuff in my youth, but my one grandma always said that natural is good and unnatural isn't. And she was talking about many different things, but I've always had that preached to me, and I believe that. I think things should be as nature intended them, as nature provided them. It is really true that our food is our medicine, and our medicine is our food. It's before these man-made chemical drugs, before the 1950s, I think the aspirin was the first one in the 50s, it's all we had. Chinese medicine, the native people's medicine, it's all they had, was the natural botanicals and plants. With so many of these things, you won't need a test or a professional to tell you you're better. You'll feel better. That should be the big indicator, really, actually. How do you feel? It's not none of us wants to live a miserable life in pain or suffering with something. So, I mean, it's a fairly important point, how you feel. These couple of these formulas brought me back to life, and it's been good ever since. And it's 25 years now. I'm 67. I'm in my 68th year now.
Yeah, you've been going strong with Strauss Naturals for quite some time. All of the products, by the way, that we have mentioned in the program today are available at straussnaturals.ca. And we're going to chat a little bit more with Wayne Elliott in just a few moments.
back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues. Just before the break there, we were talking about your experience with Strauss Naturals and how you champion them because you noticed such a big difference, mainly with your heart, right? You started with the heart drops?
Well, the heart, and then the heart arrhythmia, and then the prostate, you know, the cardiocom, the kidney blood pressure. So my blood pressure, which in my 30s, the doctor said was getting too high. It wasn't alarming, but it sure was. Again, I was young, you know, I was an athlete previously, and that's not the desired condition here. So, you know, that kidney, I took that 23 or 4 years ago, and to this day, my blood pressure is pretty steady at 120 over 70, actually, despite the things I do that aren't good, like maybe not always get enough sleep, and eat my share of treats, and so forth. But I do, you know, I try and do a lot of those other things right. Drink enough water, very important, that many people don't do. But, you know, if someone was wanting to start somewhere, I guess there's no question I would start with Strauss heart drops. You know, blood flow is the most important body function. If I was diabetic, I surely would do that. If I had any heart issues, I surely would do that. Cholesterol issues would be the Strauss heart drops. And I love the product. I believe Strauss is giving a free bottle of AgriMax. This is citrus seed oils, actually, very powerful. Antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. It's just the extract, the oils from citrus seeds. Lemons, limes, tangerines, grapefruits. And powerful. And I take that as a daily supplement. And I'll tell you, there's been times if I have a scratchy throat or my ear gets itchy, that's a sign that something's going on with me. My ears have always been a weak spot. And I take that AgriMax, and it's amazing, really. It's just very powerful. And if someone had a toenail fungus, you wouldn't dilute it. Normally, you'd take 10 drops in a big tumbler of water and drink it. But if you had toenail fungus, you'd take a drop of this and don't dilute it, just a drop straight and put it on that toenail and see what happens. So I guess, you know, that would be a great start for someone if they didn't have any specific problem. Now, if you're having bladder issues or going to the bathroom too much or having trouble controlling it, too urgent, unable to empty your bladder properly, these are uncomfortable problems. They bother people's sleep. Constant urinary tract infection, some people have suffered. I would urge people to try the bladder formula. The one that you mentioned there is on sale this month at Strauss, the bladder. It's to try it if you have any of those issues, certainly. If you had high blood pressure, well, I would suggest the Strauss heart drops and the kidney blood pressure formula. It's always one of your heart or your kidneys when you have high blood pressure. It's one of the two that's the culprit. For me, it was my kidney. The doctors don't tell us which it is, and you know, the drugs that treat it are to keep the numbers down, but you know, they don't claim to fix it, of course, because then you'd get to go off the medication when your blood pressure was normal. So it deals with the symptoms, not the source issue. So it'd be those two, kidney blood pressure and Strauss heart drops. Again, satisfaction guaranteed, can't be harmed. So if your blood pressure was was lowered, you'd, I suppose, be satisfied. If not, you'd get your money back. The prostate for men, if a male has a prostate issue, my experience is that, you know, this is a very good formula. And again, has some antibiotic herbs, as well as, you know, just supportive herbs, again, so that our bodies, to support our bodies to do what they are supposed to do. We're not supposed to have these diseases, actually. They you know, this isn't a part of the way it's supposed to be. We're meant to live to, you know, at least 70 years old, and we're meant to have good health. But there's so many things against us today. Like we mentioned, GMO foods, chemicals everywhere, stress and fear and all of these human emotions that are really detrimental to us. Not seeing our family, not seeing our friends, not playing our sports or our activities, or going to the movies or the theater or the music festival, whatever. You were big on music festivals in your job. Well, you haven't been to any of those lately.
Yeah, so the social aspect's been tough, but I mean, if we can focus on trying to better ourselves right now and take care of ourselves to get us through this period, I think the other side will be so much better.
Well, you bet. It's the only, in my opinion, actually, it's the only choice. You don't want to accept defeat or anything like that, and certainly your health is your wealth. So I always hope that people will be a bigger part of their own health choices, and you can do, there's lots of reading one can do, but and these supplements I mentioned earlier, I don't have, you know, I don't have anything to do with them, of course. Strauss doesn't make any of the vitamins and minerals, but these are things that are important today. And that Agrimax, boy, is that a great daily supplement to consider. It's very powerful, really, and it's 100% natural. Again, you can't, a person could never harm themselves with it. Strauss also has that smooth oregano, which for people like me who can't take the oil of oregano, it's the cat's meow. It's spearmint tasting, easy to take. It's approved for expecting moms and children over six, as is the Cold Storm. Just two natural formulas that have been very successful, and you know, you can't be harmed. The Cold Storm as well is approved for children over six and expecting moms. And there's a new formula coming out in May. This is pretty exciting, actually. In these days of almost no travel, but Travel Bug is what it's called. And it's great for motion sickness. So car or boat or airplane or anybody that gets motion sickness, that's really what it was developed for. But been tested and proven helpful for the upper respiratory. So you know, anyone who's flying or going on vacation or on a boat or a train, or if you take the bus regularly, just a great formula to take, both for motion sickness and for just very powerful ingredients. Garlic is one, and cherry is another. And they're very successful formulas. So once again, I don't know the folks that keep buying them that they didn't work. I love that expecting moms and young children can safely take them, because there isn't too much these days that is approved for pregnant women and young children. So,
and I feel like aside from the pregnant women and young children, someone like myself, I would feel a lot more comfortable taking it personally if it was approved for pregnant women, because you know it's being looked at under a much more harsh microscope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. When Health Canada, it's not a usual designation for any health product. So yeah, I love that too, because you know, the little babies growing inside the mom, you know, they're getting the nutrition, they're getting the good, the bad, the ugly as well. So, you know, it can't do anything but help them. The smooth oregano, I found it was just excellent for yeast. And, When yeast is in us and gets killed, our bodies really want to be rid of it. And so, you know, folks will know that smooth oregano is doing something for them. And I just feel good that I believe I have clean tissues for the most part, taking all of these Strauss formulas over the years. And I just think it's a good thing to do. It's the toxins. Jim used to say death starts in the colon. So, you know, constipation is not a condition that folks should be comfortable living with. And I mean, apart from the discomfort you might have from being constipated, it's not a good condition to live with. So, you know, the few things to look at is water. Is there enough water being consumed in a day? That's where to start. And then perhaps look at the foods that are being eaten, and maybe a person needs more fiber, because you do not want to be constipated. It's not a healthy, you wouldn't stay in the kitchen very long if you could never take the trash out, actually. So it's the same thing with our body. We need to expel our waste.
Absolutely. And even if you're not noticing any problems right now, there's no harm being preventative. It's money back guarantee. You yourself, Wayne, have taken this stuff for more than 20 years, and you constantly urge people to try it for themselves.
I do. You know, another side benefit to a lot of this is you, most people lose a few pounds. And it's the best weight to lose, actually. The toxins and poisons and bacteria and so forth is the best weight you can lose. And you can't lose it by diet or exercise. You know, so that's what I love about it as well, is that it's free weight loss. People often will lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Bonus.
Over the course of these years, I've lost and kept off about 30 pounds. And I've maintained this weight for years now. And I love that too, because as I said, I do cheat. I eat my share of stuff that, you know, doesn't help you with weight control, isn't particularly good for you. I do eat and drink a lot of good stuff and supplements, as I said, but I love that my weight stays so steady. Actually, it's nice.
That's something that a lot of people look for, and, you know, we're all guilty of snacking here and there, but if we can take our health matters into our own hands and be preventative with the stuff like you're offering over at StraussNaturals.ca, then I don't know why people wouldn't at least give it a try. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope they give it to themselves. What a great Mother's Day gift, too.
Yep.
For yourself or for your mom, it's the gift of good health is not a precious gift, in my opinion. But, yeah, I would really urge folks to give it to themselves and see for themselves. Since you can't be harmed or taken for your money, you know, give it to yourself and see how you do. You know, I'll never regret any of this. Myself, actually, obviously, I wouldn't be with you right now.
That's about a wrap for us today. I would encourage everyone to head over to StraussNaturals.ca. The 15% off the Strauss Bladder Drops goes until May 31st. And you were mentioning a promotion about an AgroMax, which sounds pretty great, too.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Ashley. It's always my pleasure to be with you. I'll look forward to the next time.
Okay, we'll chat soon, Wayne. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist.